went into the boards awfully hard on a non-call on a trip by a Victor Arvidsson. He's going to gut it out tonight. Darnell Nurse was one of the men who beat Aiden Hill three times in a span of 5.5 minutes, and we're underway. Klingberg up the left-hand side. Vegas able to gain control. Dorofia back in the Vegas lineup. A drive by Hague and saved by Skinner. The exception was a McDavid, Draisaitl, Nugent Hopkins, and Nurse edition. 2017, they lost Anaheim. Centering pass, quick job, save made. Aiden Hill.
Let this one go from the high slot. Here's the little chip down low. This line's been really good for the Edmonton Oilers. Two goals in game number two for the fourth line of Edmonton, and this one.
Here's Draisaitl in over the line. Give and go with Bouchard back behind the net. You've got McDavid. Snaps a pass out to Bouchard. Slap shot, save him. Nugent Hopkins dashes back to make a play to Klingberg, who gets buried in the corner by Carlson inside. A one-timer flicked away by Skinner, protecting against Riley Smith. Arbyshev had to get past him, allowing Skinner to clog the clock for Klingberg ahead for Corey Perry. And the crowd urging Stuart Skinner on. Here's McDavid walking in, dish to the trailer. It's Perry. Shot! Under control against Nugent Hopkins and Henry. Pass mishandled by Olsen in front of Becker. To the box.
What action. Here's the one-time attempt right here by Olsen. The stick shattered on the first one. This one gets chopped to the net. It's Stone that has a chance on the doorstep in the right pad of Stuart Skinner.
The Golden Knights, two shots on net, but nary a goal. Here's a turnover. Came down low.
Get across and take that one away. Right after the penalty expired, beautiful pass by McDavid to Draisaitl, and he rings the crossbar.
Puts the brakes on down low. Deals back to Bouchard. Across to Nugent Hopkins. Bouchard. Shot. Score.
Said this morning, this power play has to make plays a little quicker, and when that shot is available, you have to take it. Corey Perry, one of the best net front guys. To 50 points, or 50 assists, sorry, in the playoffs. He's on that list, too.
Here's Draisaitl, working his way to the Vegas line. A turnover and a two-on-one for the Golden Knights. Nick Waugh to the net. Pearson can't finish. A blast by Hague, a three-skitter. Rebound. Slam home. And Vegas has cut it to 2-1. Skinner down and out, and the Golden Knights kept at it. And I think it was Nick Waugh, the last to nudge it over the line.
Tough game number two for Nick Waugh. He took the five-minute major in overtime. Sit in the sin bin for him. And here's just a great backtrack right here by Keegan Kolesar as he just takes that puck away, dishes it to Waugh. Now, it looks like Darnell Nurse does a great job to break it up, but it's the blast by McNabb, and we watch McNabb in the warm-up. Sorry, it was Hague. Sorry, my bad. Hague gets the shot right away back to the net. It drops down in front of Skinner.
Noah Hanifin takes over for Vegas. That goal, a little reminiscent of what we saw in game one, Louis. Could be a big one for Vegas. Here's Smith to the net. Backhander score! And suddenly the game is tied. The Golden Knights strike twice in less than a minute.
This puck on a stick, only one goal in the previous eight games in the playoffs. One of the original Vegas Golden Knights. And similar to how Edmonton sets things up in the neutral zone, with a pass back to him with speed. And he just keeps going. Little dangle inside the line, is able to walk around Pod Colson and then the backhand through the wickets of Stuart Skinner. Little fake flare on the forehand, brings it to backhand, 2-2 game.
Stretched the glove out. It was just by it.
Henderson winds it around, Hyman back to Kulak, a one-timer save. Rebound! Oh, Hill made a terrific save on Ryan Nugent Hopkins.
Above the front teeth, and he said there was a few cuts inside his mouth, but otherwise he's okay and ready for period two.
Yeah, you would have been carving out my gravestone if I took a shot.
So you mean right square in the face is what you're saying.
Front backhander, a tough save by Stuart Skinner against Tomas.
I think
their game in the last two games especially. Game two, they were much better than game one, and they've turned some pucks over again in the offensive zone. In game number three, right here's a prime example. Second man quick to the puck, and it's fished out of there by Waugh. And Tomas Hertl, with a nice move from forehand to backhand, tries to get Skinner down and out, but he makes a great save.
Petrangelo walking the line, looking for a lane, can't find it. Here's a drive by Olofsson, the rebound, right for the save! Skinner denying Hertl.
This year, you're going to see Petrangelo look up and he sees the stick of Olofsson. He's got inside positioning or outside positioning on Emberson, but he's got a stick down the ice. So it's a quick little pass. He takes this, fights to the middle, gets this shot away, and that's a quick release. And that looked like a tap-in for Hertl. He just couldn't handle the first one, but then he has the wherewithal to wrap this one around. A big guy with a long reach, and that's just a terrific.
Sets up Petrangelo. Slap pass, misfired, intended for Hanifin. And the puck flatters off the corner boards. Long change for Edmonton. Carlson trying to keep the pressure on, dishing off, getting it back, and scoring! 3-2 Vegas!
But the Vegas Golden Knights counter this puck quickly and make Edmonton pay. Guys going to the bench, it's Carlson, who seems to have a tank that doesn't ever run out, just continues this play, little give and go, and he gets this puck back from the middle and one times at home for the first lead of the Vegas Golden Knights. Noah Hanifin, the defenseman's jumping up on that rush, and he makes the pass back, and that's the dangers of the second.
In a row in the playoffs with a lead after two, Louis, we saw that come to an end. And then going into game two, they had won 42 in a row when scoring at least three goals, and that streak came to an end.
That was a beautiful pass by Dreisaitl, a better defense by Carlson. Could not allow Edmonton that clean shot.
Here's Pearson with Waugh heading to the net. Waugh denied by Skinner.
Heavy action here. Hertl tries to get up and out off the bench here. A little collision with the linesman. That sets up this play. Beautiful pass into Waugh. He tries to go glove, and Skinner flashes the leather.
Building speed, gaining the line. Dreisaitl back, intercepted wide. One time by Walmart. Sandhill, rebound, Hill, a magnificent stop on McDavid.
On the blast by Wall, and here's the entry by McDavid. He was just flying in the zone. This backhand here by Dreisaitl misses, and Wallman steps into that blast. There's one save, but that's the better one.
Another key faceoff. This time more even off the draw, but plucked out of there by McDavid. Back to Bouchard. Down low, McDavid. Challenged by Shea Theodore. Save it!
There's McDavid's dad, Brian, in the stands watching this one, and this place has erupted. Chance after chance after chance, and he'll have the solution. But this one here, a hard pass across, goes off the skate of Braden McNabb. So a little friendly fire. He wants to try and put this one through to Leon Dreisaitl, who goes from wide to narrow, looking back door, and it goes off the skate of McNabb.
Here's William Carlson. Driving around Leon Dreisaitl. They'll chip and charge back in. Carlson trying to settle off of Skinner. Waiting. Riley Smith shoots. And that stayed out at the horn. Smith is screaming. He thought it. Put it underneath the bar.
This is unbelievable. This looked
this
like it might have gone in.
This might be in.
And it's Carlson. I mean, William Carlson gets to this puck first using his speed. He finds Smith, and then the patience to walk around.
At 0.4, the puck completely crossed the line. Goal.
We've got a series. Riley Smith with his second of the game, third of the playoffs. It's going to be the game winner with 0.4 seconds remaining. Louis, you and I aren't even midway through the second round, and we've seen about just...
It goes off the tip of the blade of Dreisaitl and finds its way across the line. They had to come back out. Everybody had left because this game was over, essentially, with 0.4 seconds on the clock.